As we reach Memorial Day 2004, let us pause and remember one of the many who has laid down his life for the freedom we all enjoy. First Lieutenant Jack Loomis from Ennis, Texas. Loomis was a rifle platoon leader attached to E Company, 2nd Battalion with the New York Giants, before joining the Marines 1 month after the attack on Pearl Harbor. On March 8, 1945, Lieutenant Loomis bravely led his men during the epic Battle of Iwo Jima. Loomis single-handedly took out 3 heavily fortified enemy positions before succumbing to an enemy landmine that blew off both his legs. President Harry S. Truman posthumously awarded him the nation's highest honor, the Congressional Medal of Honor. The citation in part reads, "Determined to crush all resistance, he led his men indomitably, personally attacking foxholes and spider traps with his carbine and systematically reducing the fanatic opposition until, stepping on a landmine, he sustained fatal wounds. By his outstanding valor, skilled tactics, and tenacious perseverance in the face of overwhelming odds, First Lieutenant Loomis had inspired his stout-hearted Marines to continue the relentless drive northward, thereby contributing materially to the success of his company's mission. Shortly before he died, during treatment for his wounds, Loomis reportedly quipped, "Doc, it looks like the New York Giants have lost a good end." He was still smiling as he closed his eyes. First Lieutenant Jack Loomis is one of only 2 National Football League players to receive the Congressional Medal of Honor, and one of 2 Baylor Bears, along with John Killer Kane, to receive the Medal of Honor, which was presented to his mother at the Tabernacle Baptist Church in Ennis on May 30, 1946, by Rear Admiral J.J. Clark. Loomis was initially buried in the 5th Marine Division Cemetery at Iwo Jima, but was later reinterred at the Myrtle Cemetery in Ennis, Texas. Baylor's own Jack Loomis, one of the heroes to remember on this Memorial Day.